Welcome to the Wahoo Central Podcast, coming to you from the McHugh Center at the University of Virginia. I'm Jeff White, Director of News Content for VirginiaSports.com, and joining me today is Todd Wharton, who on Saturday afternoon in D.C. scored one of the most dramatic goals in the storied history of UVA men's soccer. Todd, thanks for stopping by. How are exams going?
They're good. I had one on Monday, and then I have a take I'm due next Monday, so it's all right.
Yeah. All right, let me set the scene for listeners who were not at the game or have not seen the highlights. It's the NCAA quarterfinals, Virginia at Georgetown on a cold, wet, nasty day. The Hoos are down 1-0 in the 90th minute. Sheldon Sullivan sends a long cross into the box where Riggs Lennon heads it over to you. And take it from there.
Yeah, so I saw Sheldon knock it forward, and I think Sam and Riggs were both in the area to get ahead on it. And I saw that the Georgetown guys kind of backed up and let him have it. So I decided to just make a run to the middle of the box, hoping one of them would see me and just get it in my direction. Hopefully I get a foot on it, and that's exactly what happened.
So your right foot just kind of stuck it out in one time, did it?
Yeah, it was actually pretty funny because I think if Riggs would have headed anywhere else, it would have been a lot harder to score. But he literally put it right in my stride, and all I had to do was stick my foot out and redirect it in the goal. So,
you scored 75, according to the media guide, you scored 75 goals during your career at Deep Run High School. You had scored 9 as a Cavalier heading into this NCAA tournament. I'm sure you've scored many more on club teams. Did any of those goals compare to the one you scored Saturday?
I don't think so. I think this is definitely the most timely goal I've ever had and the most important goal. Sure, I've had maybe better shots or better individual plays, but I think this is probably the most important goal I've scored.
Nothing has come easily on offense for the team this season, and you get down one goal, that can be a pretty big lead. Were you starting to lose hope at all, you know, as the clock was ticking down and you get to the 88th, 89th, 90th minutes?
Well, they scored with, like, I think about 30 minutes left, so I thought for sure we would get at least a few chances to tie the game. But, I mean, it does creep in the back of your mind, like, hey, this could be our last game. We have, like, 5 minutes to score, 2 minutes to score. And it does creep in your mind. But when you have a team like we have, we never stop fighting. We always work for each other. We always work hard. And we knew eventually we'd get one chance, one final chance to tie the game. And that's what we did.
After two overtime periods, the game with the penalty kicks, you shot first and made your PK, and then Patty Foss, Scotty Thompson, Sam Hayward, and Riggs Lennon converted theirs. When Georgetown missed on its fifth attempt, the game was over and the Hoos were headed to the College Cup for the second straight year. What was it like to be part of those celebrations, the first one after you scored the goal and then the second one, you know, when it was all done?
Yeah, I mean, it's crazy. When I scored, I mean, I didn't even know what to think at that moment. I ran to the corner and just, it was so wet. It was just a nice slide into the corner. And the dog pile after I scored was one of the better feelings I've ever had. Not just for me personally, but for our team, because I knew it was big for us. I knew at that point we had taken control of the game momentum-wise. So hopefully that would have just, which it did, it helped us win the game.
This was the first, obviously you don't do penalty kicks in the regular season. So I think this was the first penalty kicks, right?
First shootout, yeah.
First shootout. Mm-hmm. What's your level of confidence going into that? I mean, all five guys really struck it well and didn't leave a lot to chance.
Yeah, we actually practiced that. Once playoffs start, we practice it probably every day, or if not every other day. So we have about 10 guys shooting probably 5 PKs every practice. So, I mean, we're really well prepared for it. And then our Callie gets a lot of looks, too, because he's going up against us. So I think it's more of just getting a good repetition and at practice and just being confident and all of us having trust in each other that we're going to make our shots and Callie will save one or two.
You know, he didn't save any on Saturday, but I've seen him save them in the past. And obviously at 6'5", he just seems to kind of fill up a lot of the goal. You've gone up against him. Mm-hmm. Is it a little bit, I don't know if intimidating is the word, but to go against a guy that big as opposed to a smaller goalie, does it creep into your mind that there's not as much room to work with?
Yeah, definitely. In practice, we have obviously like 4 or 5 goalies that we shoot against. And whenever Callie's in there, you change your mindset a little bit because, you know, a shot that's not perfectly in the corner, he can get his hand to it because he's so big. So sometimes you have to put a little more pace on it, which you lose some accuracy. And then sometimes he just stands there and like you look at him like, hey, I don't think I'm going to be able to score this. And I think that's what happened on the fifth one. I think the guy was a little bit intimidated that Cali got his hand on the one right before it. So I think he tried to put a little more pace on it than what he usually did, and it threw off his accuracy a little bit.
The schedule for the College Cup has Virginia meeting UMBC in the first semifinal Friday at 5 p.m. in Cary, North Carolina. UCLA and Providence will follow around 7:30. Then the NCAA title game is Sunday at noon. You're one of a number of guys who played key roles on last season's College Cup team. How does this year's postseason run compare to last year's?
First off, it's different because we had to play two tough games on the road. Last year we had three games at home, right. Before the College Cup, which helped a lot. But I think it says a lot about our team that last year at home we took care of business in all three of our home games and got to the College Cup. And this year we were able to go on the road against Notre Dame, who defending national champions and number one seed, and able to knock them off. And then again going to Georgetown, which is probably the most hostile environment we played at all year, and probably the best team all around we've played all year, them and Notre Dame, and able to come back and win that game. It says a lot about our team.
Virginia is the only team from last year's College Cup, only one of the four to make it back this season. How much do you think that experience will help this weekend in Cary, if at all?
Yeah, I mean, I think it would help a lot. I think part of the reason why we were able to win that game against Georgetown is the experience we had last year. Being able to come from behind and win games, just knowing what it takes to win games like that. It's been a few years since Georgetown, maybe one or two years since Georgetown made their run. So I think coming off fresh from last year, it also added extra motivation because we didn't want to lose in the Elite Eight. We wanted another shot at the College Cup.
On November 23rd, in the first minute of UVA's first game in the NCAA tournament, you lost your captain, Eric Byrd, to a groin injury, and he hasn't played since then. That was obviously a big blow for Eric and for the team. How have his spirits been, you know, while he was out, and what did it mean to see him back at training today?
Yeah, Eric's a great leader and a great person and a great player. So anytime you lose a guy like that in the first minute of the game, it's going to shake you up a little bit. And I think it did. You could tell against UNC Wilmington in the first 20 minutes or so that we were a little rattled, and they scored during that time. But it shows a lot about our team that we were just able to sub in Pablo off the bench, and he's played great the past three games, and shows a lot that he can come in and make a big impact, and that whenever someone's called upon, they're ready. And I think that shows that we have great depth and really trust in one another.
If Eric holds up this week and can go Friday, I mean, how much of a lift will it be, whatever role he plays on Friday, to see him back out on the field?
Yeah, it'll be huge. His work ethic and attitude are contagious. So anytime you see him working hard or doing what he does, it helps everyone else get energetic and start working harder, even though they might not even think they're doing it. Having him back would be huge for us. But I think whether he can play or not, I hope he does. But whether or not he can play, I think we'll be ready.
A lot of people, myself included, figured the team would pick up this year where it left off in the postseason last year. But the coaching staff has had to deal with a multitude of challenges since the College Cup last year. Jordan Allen turned pro. Marcus Salandi DeFore tore his ACL. You hurt your knee over the summer. Nico Koivu had a sports hernia. Darius Madison and Riggs Lennon had bad ankle sprains. And then you lose Eric, you know, in the NCAA tournament. It has not really been a smooth ride this season, has it?
No, not at all. Like you said, we've had a lot of injuries, and we changed our formation up from last year during the first part of the season. So I think getting used to that and adjusting to that was a little bit tough for us to overcome. But I think at any point in the season, or at any season, it's most important to peak at the end of the season,
right,
like we are. So I think once we just figured out what we needed to do and how we needed to play, it's been really good for us.
I mean, you guys play such a tough schedule year in, year out. I don't know if you're thankful to Coach Gelnovach while you're going through it, but it seems to pay dividends. I mean, not only do you get a good RPI and it helps you with your seeding in the tournament, but it seems to prepare the team for these kind of games.
Yeah, it definitely does. I mean, week in and week out, especially in the ACC, we're playing the best teams in the country. So we're seeing different looks from either a really good defensive team or a really good attacking team that just give us good experience for playoff games. There were teams we don't play very often, like Georgetown. So I think the schedule definitely helps us a lot, and obviously it did help our seed because our record wasn't great in the regular season, but we still got a seed, and I think it's having that schedule is just really important in many different aspects.
On the men's side, the parity in college soccer is unbelievable. Of the College Cup teams this year, only UCLA came into the tournament as one of the top four seeds. Providence was number 11. UVA was 16. UMBC was unseeded. As a player and as a competitor, do you enjoy the fact that almost every game is a battle, even the midweek matches during the regular season?
Yeah, I mean, that's you don't want to have games where it's not a battle. Like George always says, if we could eliminate some teams that, from our schedule that we know we're going to win, he would. So he doesn't want to schedule midweek games that we can just take it lightly and like have a rest. He wants us to always be challenged and always have a good mindset going into the game. And I think it helps you just stay focused and stay in shape and stay in good form throughout the season. And it'll eventually turn into good success at the end of the year.
If somebody had told you in the middle of last season that Callie Brown, who at that time had played in only one game for Virginia, would be the starting goalie on two College Cup teams, would you believe that? And just what about his story and what he has done?
Yeah, I mean, I definitely wouldn't have believed it. I mean, we had a transfer come in last year to take over the number one spot because I wouldn't say we didn't have trust in Callie, but we didn't know exactly what he could do because he had never been tested. But last year, you could really tell that he was coming into his own in practice. He was making incredible saves. He's being vocal. He's a good leader. And I think he really has embraced the opportunity to be a starting goalie because he's worked so hard to get it. And being a fifth year and just knowing what it takes and having a bunch of experience really helps us back there.
You are from the Richmond area. Did you come to games at Clockner as a boy? And were you a UVA fan before you committed?
Yeah, absolutely. This is probably the only school I've come to see college games before I got here. And maybe this in VCU because it's in Richmond. But I've always known I wanted to come here, and this was always my number one choice. And when George gave me an offer to come here, I took it right away.
I know George felt going into last season that the program was well positioned for an extended run of success, and the results have backed that up. You're among the key players who will have eligibility remaining after this season, and the prospects for 2015 look promising too. What would it mean for you to break through before you graduate and help the team win its seventh NCAA championship, and how much does that goal drive you and your teammates?
Yeah, it would mean everything. I mean, you come to Virginia knowing the tradition of winning six national championships and always being one of the best programs in the country, so you don't want to come here and just have another season go by with making it to the College Cup. You want to win the College Cup, and I think the players before us have really set that tradition and really put that as a standard that we don't come here just to have a good season. We come here to have a great season and win championships. So I think it's our time to, set our own legacy and win the seventh one for UVA.
The sixth one was won in Cary, North Carolina, as coincidence would have it. Did you go down to that one or did you watch it on TV?
I think I had a tournament that weekend or something, but I did watch it on TV. One of my brother's best friends is Brian Ombe.
Yeah.
So we followed him and UVA really closely that year. And so, I mean, I know what the venue's like. I've been there before to watch a game or two. So I'm pretty familiar with it.
You are in the comp school, I just learned. How challenging is it to balance the academic demands of that program with high-level Division I soccer?
Yeah, it's really challenging, especially the beginning of this year. I didn't really know what I was getting into at the comp school. I'd heard a lot about it, but once you really get into it, it's really a whole different animal. So I think at the beginning of the year, it was tough for me to adjust to how much more work it was. But I figured it out. Figured out what I needed to do, and throughout the year, it's got easier on me. But it's still really challenging.
Well, Todd, I know you have a lot to take care of before the team heads south, and I appreciate your making time for this podcast. Good luck in Cary, and I'll see you Friday.
All right, thank you very much.
For fans who are not planning to catch the College Cup in person, ESPNU is televising all the games from Cary, and VirginiaSports.com will have live stats from the UVA games. I'll be back next week with another Wahoo Central podcast. Until then, remember to check VirginiaSports.com for updates on all 25 of our teams, and thanks for listening.